scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them. Amen. All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut. What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
What the fuck was that?
God damn.
Woo.
It's Master Choli, I think it was.
Fucking Master Choli.
Yeah. Master Choli.
Master Choli. Oh, that's fucking funny. Ah,
what's
shit.
Going on?
It's episode 44. That's what's going on.
4-4.
How the fuck did we get here?
I don't know. I don't know how to say that in Spanish, but it's 4-4.
4-4. Quattro, quattro.
Oh, fuck. What'd you do today?
What did I do today? I edited our last episode today, this morning, and then this afternoon, my wife and I went to the gun range, did some shooting, some pistols.
Pistol? Shotgun?
Yeah. No, just pistol.
So
we went to the indoor.
Did I ever tell you fucking the outcome of my fucking...
Oh, your concealed carry class.
Yeah.
No, we never talked about that.
So, I still got to turn all my paperwork in. It was a police officer did it. Really cool guy. But it's really weird, some of the laws in some of the states where you can actually, is it called brandish your firearm?
Right.
Like actually pull it out and shoot somebody and it be legal to do it. Mm-hmm. Like some states, it's like you have to be sodomized only in order to shoot somebody. I was like, what? So like if someone's robbing me, I can't shoot them if I'm in that state. But the funny thing is,
literally you can only carry a gun for fear of someone fucking you in the ass.
The fear of fucking getting rammed in the ass, dude.
Wow.
But it was really weird because I feel.
What state is that?
Dude, that's back east somewhere, dude, like Pennsylvania or one of those. Uh-oh. One of those. I don't want to say. I think it's actually Detroit, like it's somewhere in Michigan.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
But anyways, it was really funny because when we were doing the class, I was really stoked. I was happy. I was like, fuck, I want to, you know, answer questions. I want to learn today. And what I learned is that I actually need a concealed firearm against other people who conceal because every single motherfucker there wanted to shoot anything and everybody, dude. I was like, every scenario the fucking officer gave, right?
Yeah.
What would you do? I'd shoot him. I'd shoot him. I'd kill him. I'd fucking shoot him. I'd shoot him. I'm like, holy fuck, dude.
Calm down, Joe.
Yeah, no shit, dude. I was like, fuck, I need to protect myself from you motherfuckers, dude.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, it went really well. I just got to send my paperwork in and got my fingerprints for the first time other than fucking for my passport. But, yeah, that didn't go well because every time he tried to put my fingers down, I felt like I was like, no, I'm not getting busted. You know, it's like, the fuck you need to do this for? You know, I was like, felt like I was in trouble, dude.
Fucking me.
Yeah, he's all ease up. Just calm down. I'm like, fuck you, no. Dude. Fuck you, dude. But it went well.
Are they actually able to fingerprint you? Do you have fingerprints?
My left hand, just the tips are pretty much gone. But everything else was. I mean, it was fingerprints plus fucking dirt and oil and fucking whatever else I have on these fucking hands that I can't seem to get off, dude. But
yeah,
you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I got office hands.
You got fucking pencil calluses now, huh? Or mouse. You got mouse.
Not even that.
Mouse
wrist.
Just
fucking mouse wrist.
That's funny. But it went well. It went well. And fucking now I'm, you know, I'm thinking about purchasing something else, but I still got some pedals to put on this pedal board of mine, so nothing yet.
Yeah. Yeah, we were actually looking at some concealed carry stuff today. Some a couple of nice Sig Sauers, a 9mm and a 380 that are nice, small, compact, mm-hmm. easy to carry, comfortable.
Right.
Yeah. So they got some nice stuff out there, and they're not terribly expensive.
Yeah. I guess it's all what, you know, it's all in the game that all these guys like to play, you know, whoever, you know, these manufacturers who want to put up high-end shit. I mean, really, you really don't need high-end shit. You just need something that goes bang,
you
dude.
Just need reliable.
Yeah.
All you
need is something that goes bang.
You know, yeah, yeah, just reliable. Yep. If I guarantee I squeeze that trigger,
yeah,
it's going to go off. That's yeah. all I care. I yeah. don't care about fancy. I don't care about,
right.
you know, special finishes. Yep. I don't give a shit about any of that. The thing has to go bang when I want
yeah,
it to.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Well, that was the gist of that, dude. It was fucking pretty scary, dude. I walked out of that class like, fuck, dude. And
yeah.
you know, and they
yeah, and that's the thing. I think that everybody wants to be G.I. Joe. I'm
yeah.
gonna save the world. Somebody comes in, and damn it, I'm not. They're not stopping me. You know, that's not at all like what most of that stuff is.
Oh hell
like,
no, dude.
Any instructor, any concealed carry instructor, anybody that's worth their weight will teach you in any and every instance to de-escalate the situation
yeah.
as much as
well,
possible.
Yeah, go the other way.
That a firearm, yeah, to get either get out of there, and if you can't get out of there, it's your absolute last case scenario. And you know, we talked about that a couple episodes
yeah.
ago, like that exact same thing. It's an absolute last case scenario
yeah.
where you are either going to die or you must kill someone
right.
else to protect yourself.
Right.
And that's what it comes down to. And so many people are just like, I'm going to get my concealed carry, and if I see a burglar trying to rob a liquor store, I'm going to shoot him.
Yeah,
no,
fuck
if I see
you.
I don't care if I'm carrying.
I'm calling 911.
And I'm leaving.
Yeah. Fuck
you.
You
guys handle that shit. That's
yeah.
not my problem. That's,
yeah.
I
mean, and I even went as far as like saying, okay, if I'm a concealed carrier and something goes down somewhere and I don't use it, can I get in trouble because I do have a concealed
I haven't heard of that.
That's a credible fucking question.
That's a legitimate question. Yeah, I have never heard of that situation. I can't imagine.
Well, it doesn't matter because here in Utah we have the biggest. I don't know how to say it, but we can just about shoot anybody here. Let's put it that way.
Right.
I could fucking shoot somebody if I think they're like if someone's committing or you know. A part of arson, any kind of. So if a kid's out in the field and he's fucking got a, you know, a lighter and he's lighting grass on fire, I can literally shoot him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, the list is long for Utah for like, you know, of the laws of being able to fire upon somebody. I was like, right. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah. Don't fuck around.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
Don't fuck around in Utah.
Yeah. And there's a book out there. That has all the laws like state to state
right.
that you can purchase and like fucking you could just about fucking I mean I get it it's fucking Utah and it's like I think it has to do with more the Mormon culture here because they're so for firearms dude because
right.
I'm sure at some point they're going to try and close these borders when the shit hits the fan and they yeah. want everybody to be fucking ready and
to
willing
be ready
yeah.
to handle that
exactly so
yeah.
But anyways, it was interesting, bro. I learned a lot about people. I learned a lot about, you know, when I can and when I can't fire upon somebody. You know, fucking and if I'm going to shoot somebody, make sure they're fucking dead because dead men tell no lies.
So, do you guys have to take a proficiency test at all?
No.
Any hands-on?
No.
No, really? No, just the written. Just the verb, you know, just,
it,
hey, I took the class
yeah,
and you're
class,
qualifying, you're good to go.
I'm qualified and good to go, dude. The guy did offer a fucking class. It's a live simulation with live paint, you know, the paint
yeah,
rounds,
yeah.
but they're
right.
fucking actual live. I mean, the whole
right.
bang
yeah.
and everything, dude. And we're all thinking about getting together to do that for, I think it's like
cool.
75 bucks a head, but he only
not
does
bad.
five per class, so. Because he said he really wants it to be hands-on to, like, he doesn't want to have to, like,
yeah,
you know,
more one-on-one.
Yeah, a lot more one-on-one.
Just a big old group doing whatever they want,
yeah.
not getting the attention they need to
exactly.
get trained.
So, but it was fun, dude. Cool. It was cool. It was fucking learned a lot, dude. Learned a lot. Learned a lot about white people.
White people.
White people.
white people looking to shoot Mexican people.
Yeah, fucking. It don't matter. They just want to shoot people,
dude. They just
want
to shoot somebody. Yeah. Doesn't matter who it is.
I was like, God damn, dude.
White people, brown people, black people, other white people. Yeah.
Other people that want to be people. People who think they're people.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. So, yeah. No, we had a good time just hanging out and doing some shooting. We haven't, you know, I've gone shooting fairly recently, but since we've lived out here, surprisingly, since we lived in Texas, we really haven't gone shooting as much as we did when we lived in California.
Right. Right. It's,
I don't know why. It just seems to work out that way. We just haven't done it quite as often.
Yeah, so. I haven't. I think I've only been once in the 2 years that I've been here, dude.
Yeah.
So
it's weird.
I definitely need to
have this freedom and now
exactly,
you're
right?
Not taking advantage of it.
Exactly.
And yet when we lived in California,
that's all we want to do. Probably because we couldn't do it as
twice a month. Yeah. Right? Yeah, because somebody was telling us we couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. So
what do we got going?
A scenario came up to me the other day, and I was asked a question basically at work about work. And the question was asked to me by, he's not really my boss, but ultimately one of my superiors.
Mm-hmm.
In this project that I've kind of alluded to that I'm working on. I've got a role in certain aspects of it where I'm kind of, you know, I'm taking on a major portion of a certain thing on my own. And it's kind of the first time I've taken on such a big project like that in this role that I'm in right now as a designer. And I was talking with one of the engineers who's above me, kind of in charge of this project. And he put the scenario out there basically and said, I forget what we were specifically even talking about, but he goes, yeah, that's if you're, or he said, what did he say? Something to the effect of, because we were doing some forward planning of what we would be doing in a couple of weeks or whatever. And he goes, well, that's if you don't decide to, you know, get a better offer and like go somewhere else. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere.
Whoa.
He was totally just joking around.
Right.
I mean, he wasn't like insinuating anything, but, he basically goes, well, you can't tell me that, like, if you won the lottery tomorrow that you would still be here. And I was like, well, actually, I think I probably would.
Right.
He's like, if you won $1 billion tomorrow, would you still be here? And I said, I would see this project through to the end.
Right.
And he's like, I don't think you would. And I said, no, I think I absolutely would.
Yeah, you would.
Right. I said, I'm invested in this project. You know, it's a big thing for me, regardless of like how much money I have or how much I'm getting paid to do it. Like, I want to see this thing done.
It was a challenge to you to begin with, right?
It's a challenge.
Right.
It's a thing that I've been personally involved with, like creating this thing that's new. You know, I want to see it through to the end. I'm excited to see the end of this.
Yeah.
And he just could not believe that I would stay and continue to work the hours that I'm working.
Right.
And you know, if I had all that money.
See,
that's why I told him. I was like, dude, this project is almost over. Like, I can do another 6 months of this with a bunch of money in the bank.
Right.
Like, it's not a big deal.
See,
I've got something to look forward to. I said, now, don't be fooled that doesn't mean I'm not a little more willing to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Right.
If you like it.
Exactly. Go eat a bag of dicks right now.
But I'll be here.
I'll be here. you, and you definitely eat a bag of dicks. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll bring lunch.
I'm buying. Yeah.
For the rest of my time here. But you know what it is, bro? I mean, I grew up with a lot of people working very hard. Like, my grandparents worked really hard. All my grandparents worked very hard. My dad, just my family in general worked very hard. My cousins, I can't say too much on my real dad's side, but my stepfather who raised me, they're all fucking hard workers. And, you know, I think it's just a sense of pride more than anything else. Like,
right.
You know, it's like, dude, if you ask me to do something, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. But at the same time, there's going to be pride in that job that, hey, my, whether it be a fucking take the trash out or fucking sweep a floor, whatever the case may be, it's going to be done right. And, you know, I don't want to, I don't want somebody to have to tell me, oh, you're not doing it right, you know, or, hey, right. that's, well, and if I'm not doing it right, then please show me, you know, make yeah. me do it, make me do it better so that we
teach
don't,
me.
Yeah, teach me.
Teach me what I'm doing wrong
exactly.
so I don't continue to do it wrong.
And right. I think that I'm, one of the cool things when we work together is, you know, a lot of the people there, and this doesn't happen in a lot of places, a lot of people that were willing to teach and willing to, like, hey, this is how you do it, you know, that's, I mean, there were some, you know, some people that didn't want to because they're afraid of people taking their jobs, and there was very few of those people, but for the main part,
right,
everybody
yeah,
was very helpful, but in that industry,
their experience,
I mean,
isn't what they knew
exactly in that industry. I mean, if you don't ask questions and you don't do something right, people get hurt, you know, and
yeah,
and you have to think about safety. But, you know, I think it's just a sense of pride, and there's pride isn't something that, you know, I don't know, it's just, it's got to be instilled in you. I don't know yeah. if you got to get put down so many times to where you say, fuck you, I can do this, I can do better than you or whatever. But I mean, I think kids nowadays, fuck, dude.
Well, I think that's an issue that we've seen, you know, even at that place, when some of the, you know, and I hate to use the term because I mean, I'm old, but I'm not that old. But when some of the younger guys came
right.
in, you know, who didn't have as much experience, but they weren't looking to even get the experience. It was a job they could get. It paid more than working at McDonald's,
right?
And basically they were just there to be there and to get out of there as fast as possible and to do as little as possible without getting caught.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Well, I mean, and that was the thing. Me, when I worked there, I really actually loved working there because there was something new every day. But not only that,
right.
but fuck, dude, you're making shit that's fucking, that not anybody could say they've done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, dude, you know what I built, dude? Check. I mean, I still show
yeah.
people, I know we're not supposed to have pictures of shit,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I, you know, it was for my own, for my eyes only to remember how stuff went or, you know, but I was like,
right.
dude, I still pull up YouTube videos and say, dude, I built this shit, dude. You know, and they're
right.
like, what
yeah.
the fuck? You know how to do that? It's like, well,
yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you can,
it's kind of fucking, it was kind of cool, dude.
it's interesting because of the stuff we used to do. I mean, I think we've talked about many times that we've built equipment for the oil industry.
Right.
Oil and gas industry. And you can literally, and it's a big enough company with enough equipment for enough other big companies that you can probably look at a car driving down the road and
right.
say that car is driving down the road
right.
because of equipment that I was involved
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
I tell people, I honestly, when I was going into interviews when I got lost my job from this company and they asked me, well, what'd you do? I said, I built equipment that made this world go round.
Right.
Basically. I said, yeah. without the equipment that I made it the job safer for people. And, but not only that, it made it quicker for us to fucking get the necessities that we need for this, for us to live our lives, basically.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and they're like, what? Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's like, yeah,
it helps keep
yeah, motherfucker.
Down.
So I need like 30 bucks an hour. And it never worked out. God damn it.
Yeah. Never quite worked
yeah.
out, did it?
But, I mean, fuck, dude, I learned a lot from that fucking place, and when I came in, I didn't know much. I mean, I knew how to handle myself as somebody who could learn and,
right.
and take on roles and projects and be somebody, but fuck, dude, I loved doing it, dude. I'm not gonna lie, bro. I mean...
Yeah. And I think that goes a long way, of being somebody who puts forth the effort to be willing to learn and receptive to learning.
Right.
Will take you a lot further
right.
in any company than just a guy who shows up and does the basic
exactly,
job. Right?
Exactly. And it's like at my job, the guy that I work for, his son, his son used to build, he was in the Air Force and he's a mechanic, really smart kid, you know, fucking guy knows his shit on anything. And he's just one of those guys where you, it's like you, you look at it and you fucking, you figure it out. Oh, that's how it goes. You know, me, yeah. I got to tell you, you got a print for that. You know, it's like,
yeah. Show me a picture.
Show me a picture. Yeah. So I can, oh, okay. You have a blow up print so I can see everything. Yeah. But yeah. He's just one of those guys.
Just, I mean, and there's people like that. That's yeah. just how some people are.
And
right?
he fucking is a really smart dude. And then he asked me, so what'd you used to do? I said, yeah, I used to build oil rig equipment. He goes like, what do you mean? I said, well, it's, you know, real high powered equipment, big tools, giant tools that, you know, drilled pipe, made pipe, broke pipe. And, you know, he goes, really? And then he goes, what are you doing here? And I was like, well,
have you seen the price of gas lately?
Yeah. I was like, well, honestly, it's just not a good business right now. And I did get a couple offers to go work for a couple other oil businesses. But, uh-huh. dude, it's like I don't want to be gone for 18 days out in fucking North right, Dakota yeah. and fucking or Wyoming or you yeah. know, fuck that, dude. I'm 44, dude. And I told him, you know what? I've seen a lot of shit, dude. I've seen people get hurt. I've seen what that shit can do. And I said, you know what? I'm cool with driving a truck and fucking doing my job. And, you know, it might not be hard or as difficult as what we were doing before, but fuck, dude, I'm happy.
But you take the same mentality to it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And
there to do a job the best you can do the job.
But it's really funny because all the shit that they instilled in us at where we used to work, I've right. implemented it into my work now right. and I always tell these guys, I'm all, fuck, you better put a fucking hard hat, bro, because yep. if OSHA comes we're fucked. You better put a harness on, bro, because you're more than fucking 4 feet off the ground, dude, you know. And they're like, oh, they just yeah. and they're oblivious to it. And as much as it was fucking instilled in us, it's like, well, it's still
yeah,
there
and for good reason, right?
Right, I mean, exactly.
Everybody cries about those safety
oh, yeah.
meetings.
Oh yeah,
they're boring as hell.
Oh yeah.
And how many times can you hear that over and over
exactly.
and over again?
Exactly.
Until you find yourself in a situation like
yeah.
that where
oh,
you
yeah.
see someone else who isn't following
right.
what we've been hammered
right.
in, you know.
Exactly. And it's funny because these guys, they're a new startup business. They've only been in business for a year now, but they're having growing pains, you know. And it's and there's with where we worked at, there was a huge communication. If we didn't communicate, people die, you know. And,
right.
and
yeah.
if you didn't ask the questions, you fucked up $50,000 part, and you know, all hell breaks loose. And nobody wants that, you know. But it's really funny to see like the simplest things that I've learned from being here or being over there and seeing now, it's like, dude, it's so petty, you know? But back in right. the days when we were doing our thing and making this equipment, you know, it was such a high priority for us to know these things, you know? And it was like, right. now I look at it and I'm like, God, you guys are just fucking retarded, you know? It's simple math. 1 + 1 = 3. Oh, okay.
Quick math.
Yeah. But it is 2. But anyways, it's funny. And, you know, I work with a lot of guys that have done this job for years and years, like 25 years, you know, and I've only been doing it for 8 months now. And, dude, they're just like, dude, it's like when they come on a job and I'm pouring and they'll ask me, so where'd you used to work? I used to be a mechanic and, but no, who'd you pour for? No, I just started. Yeah. 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 These guys for you.
Yeah, for you.
But I just think it's funny because a lot of guys, there's no sense of loyalty sometimes, you know, with people. And that's a huge factor, you know, to have that's being able to say, dude, I'm here for you. I'm going to be loyal to you, but fuck. Throw me a fucking cheeseburger every once in a while, you know? Just give me a little bit of something. Even if it's a pat on the back, just show me that what I'm doing is...
Just,
you know,
acknowledge it.
Yeah, it, you know?
Acknowledge that you recognize
exactly.
what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's all anybody wants.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's always good to get.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I the thing is that, you know, it's really not that hard to... You know, and I've heard it from lots of like entrepreneur types that basically say that nobody will be as invested in your company as you are.
Yeah, right?
Nobody will care for your company the way you do. And for the majority, I believe that that's probably true.
Right.
But there can always be like a next in line, I think.
Right.
You know, and I've always tried to carry that mentality through whatever I do is that, you know, this may not be my company. That may not be my brand.
Right.
But that thing has my name on
exactly.
it as much as it has anybody else's name on
right.
it. And honestly, quite literally sometimes.
Right.
I mean,
my initials.
Exactly. Right. I mean, the you know, we've both been involved in production of some new equipment that didn't exist in the world.
Right.
And I can say that quite a few of those had my name, you know,
right.
handwritten with a Sharpie on the back of the
right.
ID plaque.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
the identification plaques. Because I was proud as hell that we
hell
built
yeah.
successfully built and made that thing work.
Hell yeah.
You know, and the hours and the overtime and the Sundays and the Saturdays
right.
and all the bullshit we went through
right.
to make it happen on time and make the customer happy.
Yep.
You know, it was all worth it because in the end, it's a sense of accomplishment, right?
Well,
that's,
yeah.
That's what
and,
you work towards.
And like I told this guy, I shouldn't say this guy, but the owner of this company, I said, hey, look, your business is my business in a sense,
right.
you know, because what I do is a reflection on you, and what you ultimately decide is, you know,
has an
effect on me. So I tell him, look, because I'm all about customer service, bro. We've talked about it before. I love customer
right.
service. So when I always try to talk to somebody. I always try to communicate with somebody. I'm always trying, you know, making sure everybody's happy. And when they're not, I even communicate even more because you know how it goes when something doesn't go right. If you're not talking and communicating about it, then it's just an ultimate failure. It's just going to blow up even more. But it's like,
oh, yeah.
it's
without communication, then nobody can be heading in the same
exactly,
direction.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And it's like I tell them, I said, dude, if you guys want me to do something, ask me. I'll give you what I know and the best of my ability. But if I don't know what you guys want, I can't make it happen. I'm just going to go off of what I know. You know, it's like,
right.
feed me that fucking knowledge. And I want it. And I've told these
right.
guys, I said, I want to learn everything about your business because it's kind of fucking cool. There's big equipment, a big old fucking drum rolling in the air, a big old fucking silo in the air. There's fucking trucks and, you know, big loaders and shit. I was like, you know, I was looking at one. I was like, I want to drive one of those. I want to get a loader, dude.
I've seen a lot of that stuff too, where there's people who are really good at their job, but they're only really good at their job.
Right.
They will stay within the book definition of this
yeah.
is what you are responsible for doing in this situation, and that's what you're gonna do.
Right.
And that's all they do. My idea on that is if I know what everyone else's job is around me or that I have an effect on or that has an effect on me, then in some way I can do my job to make their job
easier
or better.
Yeah.
And if their job is easier or better, then that makes my job sometimes
easier
or better.
Yep,
right? All the way around, it makes
right.
things work. And a lot of people just don't even fathom
yeah,
that concept
exactly.
of understanding what happens two levels after me or
right.
two levels before me.
Right.
They just don't even get that has something to do with them.
Right.
It does. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's weird how everything evolves within a company and how,
right.
how you just make it work. You oil that chain and just fucking make it work, dude. And it just keeps going and going. But if people don't, yeah, if they don't understand what their job is and what the effects of their job has on down the line, fuck it. Do you really want that type of person there? I mean, I get it. There's you got to have employees that are just single-minded and fucking focus on what they're doing as, you know, that's in front.
Right.
Task at hand.
And you need to put them in that role.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're good at. Yeah.
But
that's management's issue.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. It's just, I don't know. I just think there's this world that we have to go old school again. I think we need to go like back in the Western days where a lot of trade was fucking, you know, I'll do this
well,
for
right.
you, you do this for me, and you learn how to, because if people aren't teaching you how to do shit, or if you're not, I mean, it, like for me, for instance, I'm playing guitar again. I have the internet. I have all this fucking knowledge in front of me that I can put into my brain and fucking just soak it like a sponge. Now, if I've got a goal and I want to do it, I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? I've got the know-how. I'm learning, and I'm continually learning, and the right. process is going and going and going. I mean, the people nowadays, it's just like, I just want a job, dude. It's yeah. like, I don't fucking get it, dude. I don't get
it. Well, and what I see, like, I saw something the other day on one of the local Facebook classified groups where, you know, every once in a while you'll get somebody on there, hey, you know, I'm looking for a job.
Right.
If anybody knows of anything, I'm desperate, I need something, whatever. I saw somebody on there the other day that, like, very specifically was like, I'm looking for a job in this area.
Yeah.
That pay, which is fine. Which yeah. is fine. I mean, maybe you've got limited transportation, whatever. You want to work.
Right.
You want to work in this general vicinity somewhere around this area.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. But then he was like, yeah, you know, a high paying job in this blah, 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 this and that. You know, he had all these, like, parameters. And high paying was one of them.
Yeah.
So in the comments, somebody was like, what qualifications, what experience do you have? And the guy's reply was, as in what?
Oh, my God.
He's like, what experience, like, job experience do you have? Where have you worked? Oh, no, I just got out of high school. I haven't had a job.
What?
Yeah. So, but you're asking for a high paying
yeah.
job. Like, what in the world makes you think you can just graduate high school
and, yeah.
and go have a high paying job somewhere that's going to be, that doesn't work like that, right?
Right.
You got to have experience. You start at the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, I believe, and it, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's not 100% true, but I think that if you work at a level just above what you're getting paid,
right,
then eventually you'll get paid that.
Right.
Right? You'll get the experience. You'll prove yourself.
Right.
And then you have to go up above that again, and it'll keep happening.
Exactly. It's
right?
You keep steamrolling it. You just keep going
If you work a $12 an hour job and you put in $12 an hour work,
yeah.
you're going to work a $12 an hour job,
yep.
right? That's sort of how that works.
Right.
Unfortunately, you're going to have to work harder before you get paid to work harder, right?
Right.
You're not going to get paid to not work. And I think a lot of people now just want to get paid a lot
right.
and not have to work
and
hard.
And not have to work. And not put
and not
the
have
time
to put
in.
Put that in. Put
yeah.
the time in. Exactly.
Yeah. And that's why I'd love for a barter system to be in place, dude. Because, dude, you think about it. If I did something and that somebody else needed and I can, you know, trade for that, I'm learning something and I want to learn that trade too as well. I mean, you're learning. That's part of the process is fucking learning how to do something, do it well, and then give it to somebody else, you know, and learn something else and then just keep that going, dude. And I think that would make this world such a better place and fucking be willing to fucking want to help. You know, if you don't put forth the effort, not everybody, we're not all the same, but I love to talk to people and, you know, teach people shit or even consume what knowledge other people know. Just like you. I mean, I learned a lot from you. Fucking was like, fuck, dude, that's cool. Yeah, I get it. I know. I know it now, you know, and that's how you gain experience. I mean, if you're not willing to put forth the effort and fucking, you know, dig deep and say, okay, pedal to the metal, baby, let's fucking do this.
Right.
I can get nowhere, dude, unfortunately.
It's been something that I've tried to implement or follow is anytime someone is willing to teach me something, I'm willing to learn.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
If you want to take the time out of your life to teach me something you know,
right,
then I want to learn.
Yeah.
Right? Even if I don't need it right now,
yeah.
someday I'm going to need that.
Right,
right.
Right.
You know, and I've seen people, and you know, you said that in the place that we used to work, there were lots of people who were willing to help. You know, and it's true. There were lots of people who were willing to teach and share their knowledge. And there was one person in particular that, you know, I was sort of in charge of putting people in positions and roles,
right?
You know, and I put him in a position where I need you to kind of teach these guys some stuff. And he basically flat out said to me, I'm not getting paid to teach those guys anything.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
You probably know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, and he flat out wouldn't. He would just not show them nothing. He would, you know, oh, look, they're fucking that up.
Yeah.
You know, not my job to teach them.
Right.
Like, okay, to a certain extent, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But how hard is it for you to go, hey, you know that if you just kind of hook that up like this and do that, then that makes that easier for you?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, that's really all you got to do. Sometimes it's not that hard.
Yeah, I don't understand that mentality. I get it. Some people...
Well, I mean, I get kind of the old school, like, hey, I put in the work and I learned it.
I get it.
I have the experience, which is where I learned it. Nobody taught it to me, and why the fuck should I teach it to you?
But then that... But there is some of that.
But then
you look at that person, and you're like, dude, you're a douchebag, dude. You know? I like this person, but dude, you're a douchebag.
but on the flip side of it, I sort of get where that mentality was created, because what I did see a lot was of the less experienced people, instead of them trying to figure it out and then going to that person and saying, hey, is this how I do this?
Right.
You know, and putting their thought into it and trying to figure it out, even if it's wrong, they put an effort into it instead going, hey, how do I do this?
Right.
You know, and that's definitely
right.
What created a situation
right.
like that.
Yeah.
And that can't be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're trying to build some experience, trying to figure something out, like put some effort into it.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like if somebody constantly came to me and said, how do I, you know,
yeah.
instead of saying, is this how?
Yeah. Did I do this right, bro?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Should I do it like this?
Yeah.
Should I do it like that? Okay, yeah. No, do it this way.
And it's funny because
I'd rather see the
effort. I just asked somebody at my work the other day, it's just Friday, and I said, hey, because, you know, we're working with mud, shit gets everywhere and blah, 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 and we're... You know, we're running hard. When shit's going, we're going hard.
Right.
And I asked them a particular question, and like, when I can get a rock wash, and a rock wash is when they put rock in our barrel and we just spin it, right? I said,
right,
what's a good...
All the hard stuff out of there.
Yeah. And I asked them, hey, when's a good time for me to do that? Because I really want to do it, and, you know, I've asked a couple times, and we just don't have the time. So when's a good time to do it? So he looked at me, and he was like... He started thinking about it. He was just like, you know, when it was like, because I want to get this done, you know, and I'm
right.
communicating to you. I want to get it done. So this is kind of the soft way I put it to him to
right.
throw it out there. But yeah. at least.
So when's a good time?
Because
I'm not familiar with scheduling.
So, yeah, right? exactly. So now the next guy that comes along and they want to rock wash, I tell him, hey, dude, if you ever want to rock wash, dude, do it at this time. You know, at the end of the day, after they do their first water dump, blah, 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 blah. And people will know, you know? So it's just,
right.
if you don't ask, fuck, dude, you're never going to know.
What the fuck does that sound like, by the way?
It sounds like sandpaper on fucking.
Oh, okay. So is it like smaller? Is it
it's pea gravel. It's just pea gravel.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I'm picturing like.
No,
like
no.
Softball size.
No,
like
it's pea gravel,
boulders
dude.
Boulders just clunking
no.
around like.
No, it's just pea gravel. So it sounds like it literally sounds like sandpaper. Someone's
like a thousand pairs of shoes in a dryer,
yeah. or a lighter. That one lighter.
Oh yeah, the one lighter. Da-dang, da-dang, da-dang.
Yeah, it's funny, dude. Because you know me, I talk to everybody, right? And this new guy comes to the job, right? And he's driving one of the bottom dumps, and he fucking goes and picks up. Aggregate, like all the dirt and the sand and shit that we need, and he dumps it right. And so I'm like, hey bud, what's up? Because he's Mexican too. There's three Mexicans there, and he's one of them. So I'm talking to him, and we're bullshitting at our cars and blah blah blah. And then I go, yeah, I'm from California, man. I've only been here for like 3-4 months. That's at the time I had met him. And he goes, oh, you're from California? And I'm all, yeah. And he goes, Oh, so you're one of those California Mexicans that's taking all the Utah Mexicans' jobs, huh?
Oh, shit.
And I fucking looked at him, bro. I looked at him, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I said, and so I told, this, check this out, dude. I told him, well, if you fucking Utah Mexicans were as good as the California Mexicans, you wouldn't have that fucking problem, right? And then he looked at me, and I was like, yeah, that's right, motherfucker.
He was kidding, right?
No, dude. He was like,
oh, shit.
Like, looked at me dead-eyed, dude. I was like, and that's what fucking threw me for a fucking looper, dude. I was like, oh, what? And he, dude, he was silent. He didn't like, hey, I'm just kidding, bro. Fucking, he just looked at me like, oh, motherfucker. You just did not say that. Took that shit to the heart, dude.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Now I don't, I don't open the door for that motherfucker when we go to the office now. Well, fuck you. Open that door, bitch. I'm going in. Open that door for me, motherfucker. That's right. I'm from Cali. I'm a California Mexican.
California,
man.
Coming. Open, yep, the door.
Yep. Here you go. Here it comes. But yeah, dude. But that's the mentality. You know, that's the mentality that, you know, people have, you know. And it's like, yeah, dude, I'm not here to fucking take jobs. I'm fucking here to fucking make money, dude. And that's what I tell everybody.
Well, fucking plain and simple. Yeah. If you worked, you're fucking worth your salt.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Then there wouldn't be a job to take.
Exactly, dude. Fucking sorry, I'm 5 inches taller than you, and I don't have to fucking pick fruit. But fuck, dude. You know what I'm saying? It's fuck, dude. It doesn't have to be like that, but. Dude, yeah. I ain't gonna do shit for that motherfucker. If I see, and I'm telling you, anybody at my works, listen to this motherfucking show. If that motherfucker's on fire down the road, fuck, good luck.
Shoot him, because it's probably illegal.
Yeah. Hope it works out, buddy.
Jesus. Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that.
Fuck, dude. The nerve of, you know, fuck, dude. I was just like, and dude, I'm just talking to the guy like, hey, he's new, fucking, you know. He's Mexican. I'm fucking thinking, fuck, I'm going to go talk to this guy. Fucking, I get that shit. And I was like, oh, you can go eat a bag of dicks, dude.
That's funny.
But, yeah, I don't know. I will tell you, dude, I fucking last Saturday, because we didn't do a show last weekend, did we? Did we do a show last weekend?
Yeah, last weekend was the.
Right. Yep. It was the, that was Saturday night, though. Yeah, it was Saturday night. And this happened Saturday. I didn't bring it up because we're doing that, the music episode.
Yeah.
So I'm driving, right? So my mixer can do 65, dude, right? And it does a heavy 65. It's like fucking heavy, you know? We're talking about 80,000 fucking.
It does it, it's struggling.
Yeah. This motherfucker moves, dude. So I'm driving, blah, 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 blah. I'm smoking a cigarette. Fucking one hand on the steering wheel, and all of a sudden my shit starts shaking, dude. I was like, what the fuck? Threw my cigarette out the window, dude.
Shit.
Fucking grabbed the wheel, dude, and all of a sudden it's fucking,
death wobble.
Yeah. Fucking front tire rolls off the rim, bounces 10 feet in the air, bro.
Oh, shit.
And we're talking about a fucking, you know, 5 foot fucking tire, or 3 foot, 4 foot tire almost. Well, that's like three and This fucking, dude, this thing, if it came at you, would kill you, dude.
Yeah.
Rolls off. My front end dumps at 65 shit. Miles with a full load, dude. I look at my side mirror like, oh fuck. I'm going to kill somebody. There's nobody on the road, bro. The next thing I know, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to fucking roll this thing, dude. So my first instinct was don't hit the brake, right? Just fucking let it do its thing.
Right.
Dude, I fucking had half my seat cushion was up my ass, dude, from the pucker, dude.
It's sucking it,
dude. Fucking
hanging on
shit,
for dear life.
Dude, Chris, and you want to know the crazy thing is it was on the side of a highway, right? A 2-lane highway, but on the side of the highway they've got it's a trail, but there was a bike run going on that day.
Oh,
and
shit.
My tire rolled out into the field. We couldn't even find the tire. It's a huge tire. We couldn't find it, dude. It bounced so high, I could see through the hole through my window. And we're talking, I'm like 10 feet in the air, kind of, dude. So that fucking, that tire bounced that high and then fucking shot off, dude. I was like, oh, no, hell no. I'm dying today. Jesus, don't take me today. It's not my day, Lord. It's not my day.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that was
fun.
Fucking scary, dude. And fucking normally when that shit happens, it's a blowout. So there's a huge bang, dude.
Right.
And you, dude, this was just like, what the fuck? Boom. My time. Hey, did you ever see Talladega Nights?
Yeah.
You remember when he flips the car and he goes, and I'm airborne. That's how it was. Like everything was in slow motion.
Yep.
And I'm all, and that's my tire.
What?
Exactly, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. It was the fucking scariest thing ever, dude.
I've had a similar experience. Not in an 80,000 pound truck doing 65, yeah. But in a 72 Nova doing probably 80.
Right.
In the middle of the night. And on the 10 in between almost to the border of California, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, that was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Same scenario too. Trucking along down the highway in the fast lane, fucking getting it, just moving along. And then it just started to shake. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like what the fuck? And I just went to move over a little bit. Cause it felt exactly like the rumble strips.
Yeah,
on the side
exactly.
Of the road.
Yeah.
Right, so I just went to move over a little bit, and as soon as I moved over and it didn't stop, I went, oh, fuck. And then, boom! The front end drops to the ground. Fucking sparks are flying up over the hood.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm sliding sideways. The wall is next to me. It's only a two-lane road.
Yeah.
Two-lane highway with K-rail on both sides.
Right.
Right, so I'm sliding next to the fucking wall. All of a sudden, come to a stop, and all the dirt and the dust and shit is coming forward like through the headlights. Sorry, because it's the middle of the night. It's like 2 a.m. and I see this fucking thing looks like a giant hockey puck just shoot off into the dark. It's my fucking tire. The whole wheel, all the studs broke on the fucking right front,
God,
and
dude.
It just the whole wheel and tire just shot off into the dark.
Fuck.
Yeah, so that was Thanksgiving. It was the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. And I got towed back to some little podunk fucking town.
Oh, fuck.
And, you know, in the middle of nowhere that has, it's like a fancy truck stop with some, like, turquoise vendors and a Napa auto parts. About the only thing there. And the fucking Napa was closed because it was Thanksgiving weekend.
Right. Holy fuck, dude.
So we got towed back there. Oh, that was a fucking riot. We ended up sleeping. It was me and a buddy from school. We were going back to California for fucking Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up sleeping in my car in some fucking redneck's front yard.
Fuck, dude.
Some buddy of the tow truck driver.
Yeah.
Fuck. Sketchy shit. Well, the next day we got somebody to give us a ride back out there to try to find the tire. That motherfucker was like 300 yards out in the desert.
Dude.
Over the K-rail and fucking another couple hundred yards out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. This tire could have killed. I'm just glad it didn't hit a car, didn't hit a person on a bike, didn't hit a mom walking their baby, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, this is a fucking beast of a tire, dude.
And that thing probably weighs fucking 400 pounds.
At least, bro. I mean, it's one of those fucking tires they flip in the fucking the gym, dude. The fuck?
Right, yeah.
Why are you doing that? Stop it. It looks really heavy.
Because it's fucking heavy.
Oh, fuck. But, yeah. Living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
Yeah. Awesome. Well.
Music?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Go for it.
Oh. Let's see. What do I have? Oh, this is a good one. So I'm still kind of in a funk, right?
Well, I've got something for you to listen to.
I'm not really listening to much I don't know. Well, yeah, I see your list of shit, and there's most of it I'm not going to listen to.
Yeah. Well, there's one that you are.
Okay. So my first one is a song called Staying Alive. And it is exactly the Staying Alive that you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it's not by who you think it's by. It's not. It's the Bee Gees song, but it's not by the Bee Gees.
Uh-huh.
It's by a group called Duo De Twang, which is one of Les Claypool's little many, many side projects, right?
Mm-hmm.
fucking incredible version of Staying Alive. It's actually really good. So he did this thing, Duo de Twang. The album's called 4 Foot Shack. The album came out a couple years ago, and it's just a bunch of Les Claypool style wacky ass songs, but they're all kind of twangy, sort of rednecky,
hillbilly,
backwoods, hillbilly music.
Isn't that the, doesn't he use the one stringed fucking bass on that with the bow?
On that album? He made for a couple songs. I'm not sure, but it's a really actually really good album. But this song is just a really fucking fun cover of Staying Alive.
Right.
So definitely check that one out. My next song is a band called Red Dragon Cartel, and the song is called Deceived. To me, it's really like the only good song on the album. The album's called Red Dragon Cartel. It's their debut album. I think they have one or two other albums. This is Jakey Lee's new band.
Yeah, so
if anybody knows who Jakey Lee is, the guitarist for Ozzy, or used to be the guitarist for Ozzy, right? It's sort of sad in a way, I guess, that he really is just playing the same shit over and over and over. He's just trying to relive those Ozzy years.
Well, you know,
this song, you can listen to the beginning of this song, and it flat out, it's fucking Jakey Lee guitar,
right.
Ozzy Osbourne style. I even read that on some of their other albums, they did a bunch of the same songs that he did with Ozzy Osbourne, you know, like Bark at the Moon and that type of stuff. And I was like, dude, why get over that? Keep going.
You're
a good guitarist. Stop playing the same shit.
You know why he does that, right? It's because he wrote a lot of the music and the lyrics for, I think it was Bark at the Moon. Was it Bark at the Moon he was on?
Yeah, he was on Bark at the Moon.
And
that one, I think the album after that, too.
Yeah, and he never got credit for it, so he never got rights to it. Yeah, so he's a very bitter man, dude. I've seen him on...
I see that. Yeah, but, I mean, like, stop just trying to do that over and over
again.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Move on, and you're a good... He's a great guitarist, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, he's really good.
So, whoever he's got singing, and I've... Reading some stuff kind of briefly about these guys, they've had some lineup issues and changes, and I think the singer left and now he's back, and the drummer is the guy from Skid Row.
Okay.
You know, so he's a decent drummer. I mean, it's a decent band. It's just every song is like him trying to just do the same fucking thing. But I am recommending this song because I think it's the better song on the album. It's the first song. And it's pretty good. So, my third song, this one's kind of a fun one. The song's called Come On, Motherfucker by Whiskey Dick. And I may, on the album First Class White Trash, I may have talked about Whiskey Dick in our show.
Right.
In one of the early shows, but... This guy is two guys that are acoustic metal country. Like, they're basically Dallas, just white trash, hillbillies, rednecks, whatever you want to call them. But it's these two just big, burly, biker-looking guys that play acoustic guitars and... have some of the most entertaining lyrics that have ever been written. They've got a song about a chick with a 9-inch clitoris. He's got another song called Wookie Pussy. Just use your imagination.
Right, right.
And then Come On, Motherfuckers, basically. And that was I went through so many, I couldn't really pick one. So this is the one I ended up with. They're all great. They're all entertaining and fun. It's what they're supposed to be.
Right.
He's done some like Pantera cover stuff. He's done some Damage Plan cover stuff. They very much have like if Pantera was acoustic,
right?
This would be them, right? That's very much what it sounds like. So Whiskey Dick. They're a ton of fun. Check them out. Those are my three.
So I went.
What?
I went.
What the fuck are you doing?
I went. Dude, I don't know what I was doing the other day. I was listening to fucking some old shit, dude, and I fucking wanted to bring up Striper, dude. I saw it. I'm on Spotify and I'm listening to Striper, right? But I was like, fuck, you know, they're a good band, you know? But what fucking. My first song, Soldiers Under Command by Striper on Soldiers Under Command. It's a self-titled album. But dude, what fucking grabbed me, because this is like one of the. This was the second album I bought from them, but there was their first album because I bought the second one and then I went and bought the first one. But the reason why I fucking love this fucking album because of the album cover alone. And if anybody remembers Striper, dude, they fucking dressed like bees. Black and yellow.
Black stripes, and yellow.
Yeah. So it's almost like Eddie Van Halen's black and yellow fucking 5150 guitar.
Right.
But these guys were like, you know, they're Christian rockers. But, dude, they've got this old ambulance. It's like the Ghostbusters ambulance. One of those fucking big ass. Yeah. It's a fucking hearse, basically. Yeah. And it's fucking all painted Striper, you know, fucking black and yellow, dude. And these guys are just total metal guys, you know, just with the poofed out hair. But dude, their guitar sound was so fucking killer back then, dude. I loved their shit.
Yeah, I remember them being a good band. They were on like Headbangers
Ball all the time, yeah.
And it just it blew me away every time I realized like they were a Christian metal
band.
Yeah,
well, what always blew me out of the fucking water, because I always wanted, you know, I wanted to hear their rock stuff, but they always did those ballads, you know, with the piano and shit. And I was just like, come on, dude. I don't fucking want to hear this. But this song is like the opening song of that first album, dude. And it's fucking pretty rock. It rocks, dude. I was like, fuck, these guys were pretty good, man.
There was another Christian rock band that I thought was even heavier than these guys. They were called Deliverance. If you ever get a chance to check those guys out,
I'll check them out.
I remember correctly, they were pretty metal,
right?
But yeah, they were all about like the Christian message.
Yeah, I just and
interesting,
dude. It's funny because their lyrics. I never listen to fucking lyrics, but it was just, you know, I don't know, dude. It was corny, but fuck, dude, they were still good.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, so give it a gander, dude. If you're listening,
I'll revisit.
So, okay, my second song, it's called "We Are One," by Buckethead, and it's off the album "Enter the Chicken." So, if anybody follows Buckethead, I have a past with him. Fantastic. And he used to be my guitar teacher. But if you go and look at some of his albums, dude, like, they're just really weird. And he's really, really cool guy. But his musicianship is just, he's really out there. And I love him for that. And I love what he does with it, dude. It's really fucking cool. But I think you'll really like this album, Chris, because Serge from fucking System of a Down plays on this album a lot. So there's a lot of singing on it. And it's system music, dude. It's like the shit that you would think it's System of the Down, but because of Serge. But there's a lot of guests on this album, and it's a really good album. There's fucking 11 songs on it. This is back like in 2005. And if you look at Buckethead's collection, dude, I mean, this guy has got so many albums out, but this is like one of my favorite albums because there's singing on it. And dude, it's a good moving album, dude. It's really good. I like it.
So Buckethead, the guitarist, has a lot of albums, and Jesse, the guy who doesn't listen to lyrics, likes the album that has the most vocals on it.
Well, it's because I picked this one for you, because I know last week you said you're in a funk, and I was like, well, because I've been listening to a lot of his stuff lately, and I was like, dude, Chris is going to like this album. He should check this out. And I know you probably never heard this album, probably didn't even know Serge was on this album.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, so he does like I think 4 or 5 songs on this. So it's a really good, it's a really good album. The whole album is really good. And there's a lot of singing on it, and it's out there. It's what Buckethead does, and fucking it's just cool. I like it, and I think you'll like it.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
And then my third one is Gravity Storm by Steve Vai, off the Story of Light. And the only reason why I picked this song was because the other day I was, you know me, I'm on YouTube looking at guitar shit. Yeah. So I guess he wrote this song because at the age of 22, he was in some kind of like deep depression. But this fucking song is bitching, dude. And if you think about deep depression, he really fucking nails it on the head with this song, dude. It just, you could like almost understand what he was going through by from this song.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, instrumentals, you just throw a name to it and you're just like, oh, fuck, cool. The dick has wings, you know, fucking, oh, cool. You know, or shit flies, whatever. You can call it whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Who the fuck knows?
Exactly. Right? But this song, if you understand, because he talked about it and he was like, yeah, I wrote the song back in the days when I was in this deep depression. Didn't write it back then, but he wrote it after the fact when, you know, he had,
right, yeah,
he had
coming out of coming it, at, reflecting
yeah,
on it,
yeah, reflecting on it. Dude, it's a fucking bitchin' song. Great song. It's just really cool. It's like a bluesy undertone, fucking just typical Steve Vai, fucking with the whammy and the fucking all his bends and shit. It's a really good album, right. But listen to it. It tells a story in itself musically. So
I mean, for me, I haven't kept up with Steve Vai, but I liked a lot of his earlier stuff.
So
and I think he is one of the instrumental, you know, musicians that has taken the like telling a story with his instrument to the most extreme.
Oh yeah.
Like you know, his stuff, you couldn't, I mean, I guess you could, but I don't feel like he really like is one of those that just gives this song whatever fancy words it comes up with. Like there's actually a story to
that song. Yeah.
And he plays that story.
Exactly.
He plays the words with his guitar.
I
believe that.
I don't know if you know, but he is like a fucking full-fledged fucking composer. This guy's a very, very smart. He's studied in theory. That's his thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not only that, but the guy's a
His studio and his house is insane.
I mean, you should see, the guy's constantly writing, and we're talking like sheet music writing, like writing scores and shit. That's Steve Vai with a fucking guitar in his hand. And he's been doing this. Fuck, dude. He played with fucking Frank Zappa, dude, as a teenager, dude. I mean.
Well, he was in David Lee Roth's band.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he was in Whitesnake. He was in Whitesnake, dude.
Right.
Fuck the dudes, and he was in Crossroads the movie. He was Jack Butler. Got a really good guitar player by the name of Jack Butler.
Cutting heads.
Yep. Oh, Jack Butler's gonna like you.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, dude, I gotta get that movie on fucking disc, dude. I love that fucking movie, dude.
That's a great movie.
Oh God. But anyways, yeah, that's my funny. Three, bro. Listen to that Buckethead. It's Enter the Chicken, dude.
Yeah, I'll probably listen to that before I listen to Striper.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, dude, I just threw Striper out there because I've talked about him in the past, dude.
Oh,
I know.
It's all good,
dude.
It's
funny. I just thought I saw the album cover. I was like, God damn it, really? I listen to this.
Everybody's got that shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it's Everybody's fun. It's got fun. That shit. Fun shit. Good shit, dude. That's all I got, bro. All right,
bro. Well, cool. Yeah, I think that's our show.
Yeah.
That's all we got. As usual, unrestrictedpodcast.com. You can check out all of our fancy, fancy little blog posts we always have on every episode. These six songs that we've talked about today, we've got ourselves a nice little YouTube playlist, so you can check them all out at one place. We got the list written down, so if you forgot about them, you can go read it. You can hit us up on Instagram at Unrestricted Podcast, Facebook at Unrestricted Podcast. You can find us at Twitter, but man, you're not going to get us.
Yeah.
We don't really pay much attention to Twitter so much, although some people say we should. I don't know. If you send us a message, I guess we get the notification. We don't really hang out there. Instagram, Facebook, that's a good place to get a hold of us. You can shoot us an email directly from the website, and that's pretty much it.
That's it.
So I'm fucking out of here.
Out.
One, two, peace. Fuck you!